with this KLAM Sports Update for this Monday, January 15th. I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Coming your way tonight here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com and a video stream on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. We'll have some Galen Catholic basketball for you. The Jays scheduled to host Woodbury Central tonight. Pregame coverage scheduled to get going at 5:45. Girls to tip off at 6 o'clock. Boys will follow at 7:30. You can catch all the action right here on KLAM Radio with online audio at KLAM1410.com and a video stream that can be found on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. Well, there wasn't a whole lot, obviously, as far as sports were concerned over the weekend. The winter storm has done its damage to the sports schedule. But one sports note we can bring to you, a couple of Shrine Bowl honorees that will be having one more football game in their high school careers. That is for a couple of Plymouth County athletes. Remsen St. Mary's offensive lineman Ty Tritz, a first-team All-State selection for a Hawk football team that made the round of 16. He has committed to playing in the 2024 Shrine Bowl this upcoming summer, as has Lamar's community defensive lineman Alex Allen. Allen led the state in tackles for loss this year in Class 4A, an outstanding senior season on the defensive line for the Bulldogs. Both those two athletes have committed to playing in the 2024 Iowa Shrine Bowl. That Shrine Bowl will be July 20th at the Unidome, as it has been the last couple of years in Cedar Falls. So congratulations to those two athletes. It's always a great opportunity and always a fun weekend at the Iowa Shrine Bowl. Again, that's coming up in July of 2024. But little sports action we did have mainly came in the college basketball hardwood over the weekend. So let's recap some of that for you by taking a look at some of the scores from some local games and then more broadly regional at the Division I level. First, in the NAIA, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Morningside played host to Doan in a women's and men's basketball doubleheader yesterday. The Mustang women defeated Doan 75-61, and the 17th-ranked Mustang men made it a 99-75 victory over Doan on Sunday. Now to the NCAA Division I level in men's basketball on Saturday. The Iowa State Cyclones were still able to play Oklahoma State despite the blizzard. The Cyclones were able to beat the Cowboys in that one, 66-42. 22nd-ranked Creighton held on for dear life and took down St. John's, 66-65. Drake beat Southern Illinois in the Missouri Valley Conference, 76-58. Denver took down South Dakota State, 99-80. And Nebraska-Omaha beat North Dakota State, both those games in the Summit League, 96-92. On Sunday in Division I men's basketball, it was Northern Iowa beating Murray State 70-60. To the women's college basketball ranks, for the Iowa State women were able to upset their second-ranked opponent over the last couple of games, defeating fourth-ranked Baylor at home 66-63. This was a primetime top 15 matchup. Third-ranked Iowa easily disposed of 14th-ranked Indiana, 84-57. South Dakota State women beat Denver, 68-50, and North Dakota State women defeated Nebraska-Omaha, 87-69. On Sunday, in Division I women's college basketball, 22nd-ranked Creighton beat Providence, 81-70. Northern Iowa took down Valparaiso, 76-52, and Drake beat the Flames of Illinois-Chicago, 82-62. Again, all that action in men's and women's college basketball at the Division I level over the weekend. Really, the only thing we can say that happened around the region in sports, high school, college, otherwise, there wasn't a whole lot to speak of this weekend. Again, due to the ongoing winter storm and now wind chill warnings that have plagued the area. So let's take a look at the sports schedule for today, where there is a glimmer of hope we could get some of these games in. Not sure about all of them, but there aren't a whole lot on the schedule anyway. Starting first of the basketball schedule in Warrego Conference, non-conference action, you got Woodbury Central at Galen Catholic. Again, we're scheduled to bring that contest to you right here on KLAM Radio with a pregame at 5:45. Western Christian scheduled to be at Remsen St. Mary's here tonight. Akron Westfield is at West Sioux. And Boyden Hall is at Trinity Christian in a girls-only contest. Western Valley Conference basketball has OABCIG at Ridgeview. There was supposed to be bowling today, Sioux City East at Lamar's, but that has already been postponed to tomorrow, and just moving that one back 24 hours, and then the Bulldogs will be back into action in bowling. Been a while since they have been on the lanes in this season. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLAM1410.com, as it has been last week. We'll continue into today. Hope we don't have to use it. But if there are postponements and cancellations to the sports schedule, you can check that out on our Twitter page, at KLAM Sports on Twitter. We'll post those in as they come into us. And again, we are still on schedule for some basketball tonight as Woodbury Central takes on Gale and Catholic. We'll have pregame at 5:45, girls game at 6, boys follow at 7:30. You can catch it right here on KLAM Radio or watch it on the KLAM Radio YouTube channel. This has been your Monday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.